Padmasambhava said that in this approach of finding the view by way of meditation, first of all, you develop shamatha, the stability and vividness of shamatha, and then someone points out pristine awareness to you. And that, so first of all, you stabilize the mind, then you're introduced to the view, and that makes it impossible not to identify pristine awareness. So for this session then, now that you have stabilized at substrate consciousness, I'd like to just read some pointing out instructions from a great Vijayadatta, according to Lama Allen, and citing Gyatro Rinpoche and apparently his peers, and Mary Kay can attest that she has been in the presence of a Vijayadatta, somebody who has stabilized in pristine awareness and is at one of those four levels before Buddhahood, could be a Buddha and emanating here like Dujom Lingpa. this is an extraordinary master who was one of the very important teachers for Lama Allen. And there is a text of his that Lama Allen has cited called A Summary of the View, Meditation, and Conduct. And so find a comfortable position, and I will just read this summary to you, or extracts of this summary, and take these as pointing out instructions. And you might as well hear these as the words of Yangtang Rinpoche, rather than me sitting up here. So just, you know, hear these as words of Yangtang Rinpoche with personal advice for you about how to conduct your meditation practice and sessions. If you wish to look into the mirror of the actual nature of your mind, do not look outward. Rather, look inward. Looking outward involves the delusion of reification. By looking inward, you observe your own mind. Do not follow after past thoughts or anticipate thoughts to come. As soon as you encounter the agitated thoughts of the present, by directing your mind inwards, loosely rest right there, without modifying them in the slightest. The natural settling of thoughts is a way of resting but it's not the main practice. However, in that very way of resting, you are ready to encounter pristine awareness, which is the main practice. As soon as you rest in your natural state, thoughts spontaneously cease and depart. Right where the luster of thoughts disappears is the empty, transparent nature of the mind. Without focusing on anything, free of falling to any extreme, a space-like experience arises. Its empty nature is the Dharmakaya. In the essential nature of that emptiness is the transparently luminous, manifest nature of the mind. Devoid of any expressible, substantial characteristics, it's spacious, unimpeded self-illumination, which is naturally clear, that is the Sambhogakaya. There is no other perceiver of this luminous, empty, pristine awareness. That which is perceived is the empty Dharmakaya. That which perceives is luminous, primordial consciousness. These two may be expressed as emptiness and luminosity, and they may be called absolute space and primordial consciousness. These two are not separate. The manifest nature of that emptiness is luminosity. And the essential nature of that luminosity is emptiness. So luminosity and emptiness are unitary. They are not separate, for they are of one taste. There is no duality of the perceived and the perceiver. This is perceived non-dually, so it is called discerning self-awareness, in which mind sees itself. That very nature of the one taste of luminosity and emptiness is the equal taste of the good and bad, of samsara and nirvana. So there is no difference between the two, samsara and nirvana. Just that is the great perfection. In the mind stream of one who realizes this great perfection, impartial compassion and impartial pure vision emerge effortlessly and naturally. That all-pervasive compassion is the nirmanakaya. The pristine awareness of the three kayas is just that. So recognize that it is nothing other than that. As long as there is vague uncertainty, realization of the nature of existence will never come. So you must ascertain this from within. This is the view of the great perfection.